Simin Tof Reish Mem Zayin. The Halachos of Arava. So Machaber says, Ari Nachal Mevater Hu Min Yodua Hanikrio Kein Olash Lo Moshach Kenachal Opil V'cholak V'konash Lo Odoim V'afil Boidu Yorik Kosher V'roiv Min Zeh Godal Anacholim L'kach Nikro Ari Nachal V'afil Oye Godal B'midbar B'horim Kosher. This is the Shittas of Machaber. We saw that there's a Machlekes Rishenim with regard to Arvei Nachal. Is it Dafka that it's something which is Gadol Al HaNachal, like Shittas Tesvis, and if it's not Gadol Al HaNachal, you're not Yotzei? Or like Rashi, that even though it's Lav Dafka, but it's Mitzvah Lahader Achar Gadol Al HaNachal, Dafka? Or like the Machaber Paskins, like the Rosh, who's quoting the Rambam, that it's not Dafka HaGadol Al HaNachal, it's any type of Arava, wherever it grows that is, as long as it's the type of Arava which is Gadol Al HaNachal, even if this specific one is not Gadol Al HaNachal, that is also a kosher lechatchila lebracha for dalad minim. The shaila is there a mitzvah to be mahadar after dafka a gadol al nachal? So it sounds like from the mechaber that there isn't. Once you understand that it's the min, it's not the specific arava. So lechur there's no need to be mahadar dafka to get aravas that grow on the nachal. And as a matter of fact, that's what the Rosh said, that the minig was he never found that his rebbeim ever were mahadar to get the type that grew on the nachal. Mamela lachur lafihim, and that's how the Taz goes. Lachur, there's no Indian dafka to be mahader to get dafka al anachal. However, since there are kama v'kama rishenim, as a matter of fact, the lashon of the tour is roiv mefarshim. Roiv rishenim, he understood, the tour understood that roiv rishenim hold that there is at least a mitzvah min amuvchar, even if it's not a chiv like Tesis, but it's at least a mitzvah min amuvchar like Rashi, to get aravais that are godl al anachal. And lechur, if that's the case, according to what we saw, that we keep on quoting, that bir halacha and siman tof reish nun vav, that says certainly hider mitzvah means to be yotzei, even a shita yechida, that even if you don't pass him like it, but the shita that's lahalacha, even if it's not brought down for lemaisa, but it's brought down the rishenim as a shita, even if it's a yechida, we don't pass him that way. There's a mitzvah to be mahadar to mekayim that shita. Certainly, if roiv mefarshim all that way, lechur certainly there's an inyan to be mahadar to get dafka. Now, the Taz, when he spoke about it, so he said that Lachura, why is there no Indian at least to be Mahadar a little bit to get Gedolus al Anachal? So he says, because we find an Indian of to be Mare the Chiddush, show the Chiddush of what's kosher, and therefore, even though Gadol HaNachal, you're going to be Yates according to all the Rishenim, but since Lahalach we paskin that even if it's not gadol anachal, as long as it's the min which is gadol anachal, that's enough. Memeila, there's an inin to be mar the chiddush. The same way that we say by hamoitzi that mi berchosir shaladam, a person can save as a talmud chacham because you can say the lashon of moitzi which is for sure good, or hamoitzi which is a chiddush that it works. And there's an inin to say dafka hamoitzi. So over here, there's an inin to dafka chapta shita, which is more mechodesh, and to show that it's taka not dafka gadol anachal, the min is enough. Memeila says that. That's why the Rabbis of the Rosh were not mahadar to get dafka al anachal. He wanted to show the chiddush. Show the chiddush even if it's not gadol al anachal, it's kosher because it's the min gadol al anachal. Now, if that's the case, says the Bikur Yaakov, if you're supposed to show the chiddush, so then you should have to get dafka, ones that are, you should be mahadar to get those that are dafka, not gadol al anachal, to be mahadar the chiddush. Vizulay shamanu mi'olim, says the Bikur Yaakov. No one holds that. You have to get dafka shalei gadol al anachal. Maybe Balabatish, you can say that's goof of Pshan of the Taz. The Taz is saying that Kokama, that they weren't makbid to get Dafka Nachal, that in itself shows that they weren't makbid. Why were the Rabbeisav of the Rosh never mitzava the Rosh to get Dafka those al Nachal? That in itself showed that we don't need Dafka Nachal. You don't have to Dafka get the ones that are not al Nachal. And the fact that you weren't mahadar to get the ones that are Dafka yes al Nachal shows that you're not makbid on it. And that's enough. The Rush was able to figure it out, right? The Rush figured it out from the fact that his rabbis were never mitzavim by stoys, that we're not makbid on that. So we see that that in itself is mara the chiddush, the fact they weren't mahadar to get dafka gadol anachal. But the thing that's lachor very shver is, and this is a lot of the olim were ma'ir this, and this is Bikur Yaakov is ma'ir this as well, and he says that there's a big difference between the case of Hamaitzi and our case. The case of Hamaitzi is talking about brachos first, which is only din derabanan, and not only that, Saivisai, whatever you say, you're yetze. Whether you say Maitzi or whether you say Hamaitzi, you're yetze. The chiddush, mimichoshev shel adam, you can snicker him talmud chachamu to say the bigger chiddush. But Saivisai, you're yetze, and Saivisai is only shalav derabanan. However, by us, we're handling a Safik Issa Daraisa, a Safik Mitzvah Daraisa. According to Tosfos, you're only Yates with this. According to Rashi, you're Yates with the other things, but it's an Indian to be Mahadir. So since there's Kama Shitas Rishenim that hold that you're only Yates with this, L'chura al Safik Daraisa L'chumro, we should have to be Machmer. Safik, it's not just Saivi Sayur Yates. According to certain Shitas, you're not Yates Bechlal. And for sure, according to other Shitas, it's an Indian to be Mahadir. And we're handling a Safik Mitzvah Daraisa, L'chura, it doesn't pass to say that we should show the Chiddush. That doesn't pass when the nidin is, are you being Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa or not? I was thinking maybe there's a raya from the Taz for the Taz from the Gemara that we saw earlier. The Gemara, when it's talking about Hadash Sheita on Daf Lamed Beis Mad Beis, the Gemara says, "What's Hadash Sheita? That it's 2 and 1." The Gemara says, Rav Kana says that even if it's 2 and 1, 2 leaves and 1 leaf, even though it's 2 and 1, that's also considered a Hadash, which is kosher. So the Gemara says that Rav Acha, brother of Chanina, I think it was. He dafka b'edravah. Rav Acha b'edravah took dafka the hadas mishum denafim yipum ederav kano. He took dafka the hadas, which is the shaita. Now lechera, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, even though if you would have taken a regular hadas kol shikin diyata, in other words, it's not so pashat that he's yaita. It's a bigger chiddush that you yaita with hadas shaita. He took the bigger chiddush, even though it's not so pashat that you yaita. As a matter of fact, la halacha we pass that hadas shaita you not yaita. So he went on a safik daraisa. And he went ahead and he took the one which is bigger chiddush, hoil of enough, before the Rav Kana, to show the chiddush Rav Kana that we pass in that way. So we see, even though he's handling a safik mitzvah daraisa, nevertheless he went to show the chiddush. The shaila is, why didn't the Taz bring a raya from there? The chiddush mefurish gemara, like he's tiny. Why do you have to run to brachos, which is only derabanan, and it's only a lashon, and tavi sayur yitzah? You should have brought a raya from here. Maybe the answer is because that's good for what the teretz of gemara was. The Maramar said that my father used to call that a Hadash Shaita, and you're not Yitzah. That's good for what the Gemara is being Matcha and saying, you can't do that. You can't go ahead and show a Chiddush when the Shaita is a hold, you're not Yitzah Bechlal. That's good for the Dichrei of the Gemara is not to do that. When there's a Nidern, are you going to be Yitzah in the midst of the rice or not? On that, the Gemara is saying, don't do that. Climb the one, take the one which is a Vadai, Kiyim with the Mitzvah, and don't be married the Chiddush in such a case. Lamaisa, how do we paskin? It's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah first brings down Yeshirim the Yeshir Tev Lachatchila Likach Meitzim Agdela Lanachal. He only brings down as Yeshirim. It's a Rav Mefarshim that the Torah quotes. Yeshirim Ochein Midevei Taz Mashma Dein Tzarech Ledakti Baze. He ends off with an Ochein. However, from the Taz Mashma, you don't have to be Medaktik. Lachura, there is Mashmois in the Mishnah Berurah that is passing like the Taz. Then you don't have to be Medaktik. Lamaisa, the Mogan Avraham also doesn't say to get Tafkal Lanachal. So the Nesi Kalim, the Ramah is also not Chaylik. It would seem that the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Nesi Kalim seem to all be going that you don't have to get Dafka Al-Nachal, and maybe that's how the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. You don't Dafka have to get Al-Nachal. Is there an Inyan to be Mahadir? L'chur, according to that Pir Halacha, there would be an Inyan to be Mahadir, especially if you have a choice. If you look at the Bikur Yaakov, also is trying to answer up the meaning of why the Rabbeisav of the Rosh didn't get Dafka from the Nachal. And he answers it up as well. And he says, however, if you have both of them in front of you, and you have a choice of this or that, then you should get from Al-Nachal. The Aruch HaShulchan also says the meaning of the Olam is not to be medakti dafka to get from the Nachal. As a matter of fact, he goes to say that Nachal has two mashmois. Nachal can mean a brook, like it means the water, or Nachal can mean Nachal Eitzon, which means a flatland, a barren flatland. So he says that's what it was coming to be, Memayi Torim, Nachal is Memayit Shel Baal, and Emek is Memayit Shel Harim, which is not a flat land. And the Gemara says, no, we're Kmashma on both. But since Nachal, the Pashtus Mashmois of Nachal, includes also something which is not Godal Ala Nachal, he says it's already Nichal on the Pasuk, so there's no Yin to be Mahadah, that's the meaning of the Olam, not the Dafka take from the Nachal. Lechura, since there are Kamashitas Rishenim, like we said, there isn't any to be Mahadah to get from the Nachal. Nevertheless, especially like Bikur Yaakov says, we have both of them in front of you, and that's Bizmanenu, that's certainly the case. We have both of them in front of us in most places. They have both of them. Granted, when I grew up, we used to get our everything where I grew up out of town. We used to get all the minim imported, except for our ravis. Our ravis were locally cut. We didn't get them sent shipped in. And ravis were locally cut. I actually was very often the one that cut them from a neighbor's bush. And there was no choice of getting Arvi Nachal from Gedelus Al Nachal. However, if you live in Eretz Yisrael or most other places, at least Bizmanenu, You already have the vacuum packed Arvei Nachal that you could get from the Gedele Salanachal. L'chora, there would be an inin to be mahadar if you have both of them in front of you, especially according to this Bikur Yaakov. However, the shayla is very often these prepackaged aravos, they're very, very soft, and they're very, and you take them out of the package and it already looks like you have to switch them. The shayla is, so people like to get the ones that grow locally, or get the ones from America that are much stronger. Should you, which myla should you take? Should you rather get Gedele Salanachal or get rather the one that looks nicer? So I saw that B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, they brought down an Ashrei Ish, that he said, don't be mavatar and other hidurim for the hidur of Alanachal. I don't know what the other hidurim is he's talking about, but maybe that's the same thing. In other words, if you could get ones that look much nicer, then even though Gedele Salanachal, according to some, is mamash atanai of Chazal, since the mice we don't pass in that way, then we might as well go with the ones that look nicer and are stronger, and instead of getting the ones that are Gedele Salanachal. If you get the ones Gedele Salanachal that are stronger, terrific, that look nice. That's l'chura the best. Definitely, if you're spending a few hundred shekel on your dalan minim, to spend another few shekel, I'm not talking about getting the aravos from America, we'll talk about that soon, Bezer Hashem. Just if you have a choice to get from Anachal and Alanachal, it's a few shekel difference, I think, then an extra few shekel is not worth it. Even if there's an inyan to switch your aravos every day, l'maisa, we'll see, b'hemshech, it doesn't have to be every day, just as much as you need it. At the end of the day, we're talking about an extra 15 shekel. Add a tact onto your 300, 400 shekel that you spent on the rest of your minim, it's the chura certainly worthwhile. That's with regard to the simon of Gedele Salanachal. Now there's really three simonim that are brought down in Chazal b'negea to Arava, and three b'negea to Taftafa, and it's not clear exactly which simonim we need, which we don't need. The three that are brought down b'negea to Arava is like Mechaber says over here, Olash l'mashuch, Moshech Kenachal, Piv Cholok, Bekonesh La'odin, and the three that are of Tzavtzafa is Alash La'ogul, that Konesh La'od is Lavan, and Piv Adam L'Meser. Now, it's not clear in the Gemara which are Ma'akiv. Do you need all three of them? If you don't have three of them, then it's a problem. If you have three of the Tzavtzafa, Tzitzit seems to deal with it, the Bach seems to deal with it, the Mishneh Berurah La'maisa Paskins at the end of the day, that you need all three of them. You need all Ayin Prima Gadam, Shekosev, Dekol, Gimel, Simanim, Beinon, Mimchasar, Echmehem, Pasol. You need all three Simanim, and if one of them is missing, then it's Pasol. The Shaila is Chilfagila. Chilfagila is, the Gemara says, is Kasher, it's Dema Lamagal, or it's missing one of the Simanim. So, if you look at the Prima Gadam says that Magal Kecholak Domi. If it's Magal, if it's Dema Lamagal, then it's Kecholak Domi. It's kilo as if it's smooth. The shayla is, where did he get that from? L'chura, the Gemara says that a taftafa, one of the simanim of a taftafa is that its piv is derma lamagal. It says that, doesn't say that it's derma for something else. It says it's derma lamagal. It says that that's one of the simanim of the taftafa. So how could you say that a chofagila has all three simani kashrus and magal is like cholak? L'chura is mefurish the Gemara that magal is lavdafka cholak. So l'chura, the vart is, Alpi, the way that the Mechaber learned, if you look at the Mechaber says it slightly differently, and he gets it from the Rambam, who says this Lashon. The Mechaber does not say that its Tzavtzafa is Derma L'Magal. The Mechaber says that its Tzavtzafa is Piv Derma L'Meser. That its Piv is Derma L'Meser, not to a Magal. And L'Chur, the way that he understood the Gemara was that there's two types of Magal, there's two types of sickles. There's a smaller sickle, and there's a bigger sickle. The smaller sickle has very small indentations, serrations, and the bigger one is saw-like serrations. And Mamela, when the Gemara said that Piv is Derma L'Magol, it meant a big Magol, which is like a Meser. This is the Levush Yisrod speaks this out, Lehedya, that there's two different types, there's a big one and a small one. The big one is Derma L'Meser, like in the serrations of a saw, and the small one is similar to a sickle, very, very small serrations. And Mamela, L'Chur, that's how the Mechaber understood, that only if it's like the Magol, which is like a Meser, is that a Tzavtzafa. But if it's a regular magol, a small magol, that's like cholok. That's cholok and melech kilos if it has all three simanim. And that's really the lashon of the lechura. That's how the mechaber learned. The Bach learns differently. I spoke to the Olam, a lot of the Olam about this. The Bach seems to learn differently in the Torah. The lashon of the Torah is he quotes the three simanim of the arava. One of them is piv cholok legamri. Then he quotes three simanim of the tzavtzafa. Piv is Enoi Cholok Lagamri, he says. It's not Cholok. And then he says, "V'dafka shgimoyseh hochas neichon." Dafka, that its primos are hochas neichon. What is that v'dafka going on? Is that going on back on Arava, that it's problematic? Or is it going on Tzavtzafa? What's considered a Tzavtzafa? Kinir the Mechaber understood that's going on Tzavtzafa. The Torah is explaining that the Tzavtzafa, which is not Cholak, which is problematic, is the one that has ones that are like a Holchaz Neuchachon, that are like a Messer, but not the ones that are like a Magol. Rather, the Torah learns like Rashi's Pshat in Deim Magol, that is, simulations in one direction, as opposed to the Rambam's. L'chura, either way, whether you learn like Rashi or you learn like the Rambam, it seems that the magol, dreamel magol of Tzavtzafa, is that it's like a messer. That either like a messer that has big serrations, or like a messer that the serrations go outwards and not indented, not at a slant. That would be l'chura, how to understand the lashon of the mechaber. Now, what's l'maiso? Those are the three simanim. Let's just go through each one and see how it applies l'maiso. First one is Alishallah Mashuk Kanachal, that its leaf has to be long and narrow like a brook, like a nachal. The shell is what happens. Some of the pictures that I sent out from this past week and the aromas that I brought in had huge leaves. At least part of the branch has huge leaves, usually towards the bottom of the branch they have. The bigger the branch, the bigger the leaves, often. I saw that on the tree that I was looking at. And the very small branches are very small, narrow leaves. Is it possible if it's not thin and narrow? If it's not thin and long. Narrow and long, that is. So, we don't find the first that the Paiskim say that it is such a thing as possible. L'chura, it is one of the defining factors, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you can't have one without the next. I mean, if you have the other simanim, then obviously this is okay. So long as it's not round, then that's okay. However, L'chura, I'll pin the Medrash that says that it's Deima to the Sfasayim, the Rav Deima Sfasayim, there is specifically an Indian that they should be thin and long. So, since we have the choice, Arav is Metsuyis, that's going to be our refrain, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and like the Neis HaKelim say. B'meila, you have the ability, we have so many Aravis that to choose from, chaval not to choose the one that are thin and long. Generally, a person has a choice to do that. It happens to be also that the bigger the leaves, that's on the Kashas Nalamin, he speaks out that the bigger the leaf, very often the coarser the serrations. And they're bigger, and the lashon of the mechaber is that the serrations are supposed to be ketanes ad me'oid. They're very, very small serrations. Plumim ketanim ad me'oid. If you want it to be, then it should be kosher. Kemagol, it's only if it has very, very small serrations. If you have bigger leaves, then they can have bigger serrations, and therefore it's not kedai to get them. L'chatchila to get the ones that are the narrow leaves. Second thing is piacholok. What's l'maisa with piacholok? The problem is that the Gemara says that it doesn't really have to be Pir Cholak. As long as it has the other two simanim, that Kana is Odrim, and it's Mashur Kenachal, then even if it's Pir is not Cholak, it's Demekamagol, then it's Kosher, and that's the Chofagilo. Now, Bismanenu, most of the Aravas that we have are Chofagilos. Are they Chofagilos, or they just have the serrations? I don't know exactly. But almost all Aravos that they saw in Eretz Yisrael have serrations. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions something interesting. He says, if you look at the Tesefta only brings down two simanim, he doesn't bring down the third simon. So, doesn't Dafka have to be Chofagilas according to what he's saying? Look, anything that has small serrations according to the Rambam, or one direction according to Rashi, would be kosher. Now, in America, it's more common to find Aravos that are completely smooth. And that's why people like getting Aravos. One of the reasons why people like getting Aravos from America is because they have very, very smooth edges. Now, I once heard from Gershon Meltzer that he said that somebody in Eretz Yisrael decided, this is before they thought to actually import them, if you have an easier way to do it. Just take some Aravos from America and plant them here in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll get smooth edges. Well, that's exactly what he did, and they came out, with serrations on them. You planted the smooth-edged ones, and in Eretz Yisrael, due to the climate or whatever it is, they came out with serrations on it. So maybe there are certain places in Eretz Yisrael that they've succeeded in already doing this, getting smooth ones. Most of the ones that you buy nowadays have very, very small serrations. Some of them have a little bit bigger ones. Most of them have very small serrations, and that Kilu will take the lashon of the Prima Gadim, Magal Kecholak Dami. For the most part, that's what the Paiskim say, that there's not, you don't even have to be Mahadar. I heard so from Berkowitz, from other Paiskim, that you don't even have to be Mahadar Altis Nekuda to get from America. Though he did see, brought down from the Chuvas Van Hagis, that he tries to get from Chutz Laaretz because he likes the smooth edges. Why? Because we don't know. The lashon of Mechaber is that if it's Chilfa Gila, as long as it has Talamim Ketanim Ad Me'oid, and we don't know what Ad Me'oid means, if it's so small. So mainly we'd rather get the ones that are very smooth. The Kashrus, the Dalet Minim Sefer from a Weisfish, he brings down that he showed Aravas to the Chazon Ish, and they had from the Yarkin and Nachal Yarkin, and they weren't so tiny, and the Chazon Ish was machshir them. The Chazon Ish would take them for himself. Could be that then they didn't have as many possibilities of different types of Aravas to use, but either way, it doesn't have to be mamish tiny. However, one should get as small as possible. One should get as small as possible, and to make the Shita of Rashi, which the Aruch HaShulchan Matmiya, what happens that the Ramah doesn't bring down the Shita of Rashi b'chlal. The Rosh passes that way, the Tor passes that way, that's the Shita of Ashkenazim, is the Chur like Shita of Rashi. He doesn't even bring it down b'chlal, he doesn't even mention it. Maybe the Paiskim say that you should be medaktik also to get, if you're getting small serrations, they should all be in one direction, which generally they are. Generally they are. Sometimes you could have different leaves on it, some are like this, some are like that. Generally the Aravos leaves are very small serrations and they're generally in one direction. There are the ones, nowadays they bring them in from America. You can get a Muncie Aravos, which they're stronger and they're smoother, and some people like to get them. They last longer. Is there a hither? L'chur, according to some, there is a hither. However, most Paiskim say that the very small serrations is kechalak dami, and therefore there's no problem. Now, what's with something that has all these three simanim, but it's not an arava? The eucalyptus tree, I sent out a picture of that. It has all three simanim. It has long, narrow leaves, and its kana is adim, and the third one, it's Moshech Kenacha, Piv Cholok, and Kanesh La'adim. It has all three simanim. L'chura, you should be able to use it. It doesn't say Dafka, what you have to use. Granted, out of all of them, it's interesting, out of all of them, Arvi Nachal is what we call Arava. In other words, Priyat Tadar, it doesn't say what you have to use. Kapis Mar, doesn't say you have to use. Anafi Tadar, doesn't say you have to use. Doesn't say Hadas, doesn't say Luv, doesn't say Esrig. The only one that it does say is Arava. So it's interesting that we should be able to use something else, possibly. The Paiskim declared whether or not you should be able to use it. The Maral Diskin was Metzadeh that maybe yes. Rabbi Pesach Frank said that you can use it. L'maisa d'na gadol ala nachal. And that's when the Iker is Simen. Even if it's only a Simen. But the Iker Simen is that it should be gadol ala nachal. And they're not specifically gadol ala nachal. And therefore, you can't use them. Now, there's another reason, possibly, why you can't use it. And that is because it has a smell. It has a very strong smell, as a matter of fact. And we know the Medrash says that the Aravos or Deime, it doesn't have not a smell and not a taste. And it's limited to those that don't have Terer, Mais, and Tevim. The Chur is Mavur in the Medrash that the Arava does not have a smell. The question is that Ma'akir is then not Ma'akif? So it's a very interesting Teferis Yisrael. In the Mishnayis in Chulin, Paragimel and Trefis, in the first Boyaz over there, he says when he came to Shtat to become a Rav, he noticed that, you know, it's two things. He says, first of all, he noticed that the hadasim that they take, the leaves were extremely small, like the size of a barley, he says. And the second thing that he said was, he passed by a certain gina, and he found hadasim that they mamish had, enough of chayfen es etzoy, and it's avos, and it was terrific, three leaves. The only thing was that it didn't have a smell. It didn't smell. So he said, could you be yes with this or not? He says, l'chora ola badayti lach shir le'mitzvah. What do you have to be worried about? Imishum the hadas eimay reyach, right? The Gemara says imazitza, imadulba, imherdufni. And what did the Gemara answer? No, you need avos, you need an avos chayvenes etzah, you need that it shouldn't be poisonous for an animal. But the Gemara never said that a zayis doesn't have a smell. Why did the Gemara just say zayis doesn't have a smell? These things don't have a smell. Why is zayis that the fact that it doesn't have a smell is not ma'akev? Somebody brought in, I don't know if what it is. Then he says, at the end of the day, Shafti Rosh Hu Hardufni. Afterwards, I saw that this is the Hardufni. Somebody brought in last week to Yeshiva. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's a Hardufni. It seems from one of the picture books that it is a Hardufni. It's mamish beautiful, long, thin, narrow leaves that cover the entire stem, and three that are mamish shave. You don't have to get any chot makif. They were perfectly coming out of the exact same spot, and most of them, maybe one was a tiny bit off, you need a chot makif for. But lachor, such a thing is you should be able to use. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to use. It doesn't say you have to use dafka a specific hadas lachor. Mikol makim anafit zavas mikol makim. So you see two chidushim. First of all, from this Tiferet Yisrael, he seems to say, first of all, that you'd be able to take it even though it doesn't have a smell, even though a medrash it says that the hadas has a smell and doesn't have a taste. So lachor by aravas, even though it's not like the medrash, would be okay. The second chidush that he says is that the Kashrus Talmidim points this out, and he says, what was he thinking? What did his grandfather take? The Gemara doesn't say. When the Gemara is trying to figure out what's Anaf Eitz Aveis, maybe it's Zayis, maybe it's, why don't you look to see what your father took and your grandfather? This is not the first year that they're taking Talmidim. This is something they've been doing for the last 2,000 years. And now, what's Piyat Hadar? Is maybe it's Pilpilin? I don't know. What did Yeshua take? What did Shimon HaTzadik take? What did Rabbeinu HaKadosh take? Well, what's the Gemara Shailah? Well, of course they knew what. So, the Rishonim already speak about this issue. The Ritva, we'll see it Be'ezer Hashem this week. The Rambam, Akdam, the Pirish Mishnayis, Akdam Pirish Mishnayis says there was never a question that from the time of Yeshua down to Ravashi that they all took an Esrig. The Gemara is just trying to find the remez in the Pasuk. How we know that it's an Esrig? But the Zichur, we always knew it was an Esrig. So, is there a tzad that you could take something else if it fits all the requirements? So the Kashrus Talmidim, Mechatesi, they could just take something else. If it doesn't fit, even though it fits the requirements, Mechatesi, they could just take something else. Mamela, if it doesn't have a smell, even though it fits the other requirements, or Aravas doesn't have a smell, and it has a smell, Lamaisa, that's not what they took for all the years, and therefore, Lachur, Bepashas, one should refrain from taking it, and that certainly is the Minhag Olam, not to take anything else except for the Arava. There is another thing, it's called the Etz Shita. I sent out a picture of it, they're growing all over the place. The stem is always green, it doesn't turn red, it looks like arava leaves, and the stem is not straight. If you notice, the stem is not slightly straight, it bends off by each leaf, it sort of bends off, it bears in that direction of the leaf. The leaves are also thicker, that is also not a... About these things, the Mishnah Berurah said, Kama pomim malakten aravas narum ktanim, shenim yuedim meni minum esmalim, tzarek ken lezgir hazeh. Be careful that what you're buying is an arava. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. If it's dried out, or most of its leaves fell off, or its nektam reisha, that means the eighth, it's possible, like musha, if it's withered, Rambam is machshir by nektam. Now, what does it mean, nifritzu olav? So the way that the Lashon, this is the Lashon, it actually doesn't say nashru olav in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says nifritzu olav. And the Machaber learns that it means nashru, that they came off. However, the Magen Avraham brings down another two pshatim, that it means that it's cracked, or it's nedaldalu. Nedaldalu means the way that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chazon Ish seem to learn, Rishon Zalman. Nedaldalu does not mean that the leaf is hanging down. That's not nedaldalu. Nedaldalu means that the stem of each leaf started breaking off of the branch, and now it's bending down. But if the stem is going straight up, and the leaf is bending down, that's not nedaldalu. Even though there was a tzad by lulav that there was such a thing that was nedaldalu, that's because the derech is that the mamish goes straight up. So if it's going down, that's nedaldalu. But where leaves that are not so strong, that are not so thick, the nedaldalu is only if they're actually coming off the leaf, the stem starts breaking off and hanging down from the branch. The actual stem, not just the leaf. L'chor, that's the reason why people are not makbid, that even though it says that one should be makbid because the ravas are metsuyas, but this is not nichlal in nedaldalu. If leaves are hanging down, that's not nichlal in nedaldalu, and you'll see that 99.8% of the people are not makbin on the fact that the leaves are hanging down. The only thing is, the Chazon Ish is metzadin, maybe it's a chazaron, this is in Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Katan Lamed Hey, he's metzadin, maybe it's a chazaron of Shalei Kederech G'day Lasa. You have to take every min the way that it grew, and the leaves grew straight up, and now they're hanging down. That's Shalei Kederech G'day Lasa. Then he says that if that's the case, then I would never need a psul of nedaldalu, because before it got to nedaldalu, it already became shleich derech de lasai. Bitzarach beer, he was metzadeh. Beer hetiv seems to say that way. The Eilam Morizu already murder that there's no right for the beer hetiv. Beer hetiv is quoting a shlo, and the shlo is talking about something else. Either way, that's certainly not the meaning of the Eilam to be machmer, either because that is derech de lasai, because even on the tree they hang down. Or the more pashut is because derech de lasa is going on the etzem branch. the actual branch has to be kedarach delas, so that it's hanging, that it's straight up. However, the leaves that are coming off of the branch, that's not ma'akiv. If they're hanging down, people are not makbid. L'maisa, if you could get it that it should be up, mativ manayim, it happens to look much nicer. Al hadar l'chor, it's not hadar, you don't need it al tzadar, but al zeki livan veu, l'chor, there would be an inyan to get the ones that are straight up, and that is not so common to find with the ones that you find in the package. That's why some people don't like getting them. One of the reasons, they bend down. Not only that, the top bends down. Very often the top of that rav itself bends down, not just the leaves. It hangs over. Is that a problem? Maybe that's like a darkei delasa. So that's the chora akum. That's like akum that we find by lulav. And as Son Hevel Chag V'Chag, he quotes the Ramban, says lahedya, that psul is only psul by lulav because it's like a derech briyase when it's akum. However, and akum lacherv is okay because that is derech briyase. Mameli says there is no lacherv and lafanov, says the Ramban, by hadas and a rava, and therefore says the Ramban that there's no. I don't know if he mentions that in Nekudah, but he says by Hadas and Rav, there is no psul of Akum, and that's what we pass in Lamaisa, even if it's bending over, that's not a psul of Akum. It's not Shleki Derech Briyasa, Fakir, that's Derech Briyasa, that's fine. The Nektam Reishoi that's brought down over here, it's Machlokes Rishayim, the Rambam holds that Nektam Reishoi is kosher. What's the reason why? Either because he holds that we pass like a tarfin that doesn't hold that you need hodah by hadas, and if it doesn't hold you need hodah by hadas, and you don't need hodah by arava either, because obviously only lulav is okishta esrink. But if you look at the lashon of the goyin says no, nektam is hodah. The Rambam holds that nektam is hodah. It's not a chazarin hodah, and the shaila is farvos. Why is it a chazarin? Why is it hodah if it's nektam? So it could be that the reason is because it's a pashan, not nicker. It's not like a lulav when it's nektam. It's very very nicker. However, by a hadas, which is a thin branch, and a rava, which is a thin branch, then it's not so nicker. And therefore, it's not a chesaron in hadar. By hadas, for sure, because you can't see it. But even by a rava, that you could see it, it's so thin and narrow at the top that it's not so different. Not that you can't notice it, but it doesn't stand out so much that it should make it a chesaron of hadar. However, I saw that the kolboy says a different reason. The kolboy says it's not a chesaron in hadar because roiv hadas and aravas become nektam on the trees. So it's so common for it to get rave, many, harbe. So mameila, since it's so common, it's not a chesaron in hadar. That's the way that a standard hadas and a rava look. So the fact that it looks like that is not a chesaron in hadar. That's how he learns. L'maisa we paskin, not that way, but pashtus. Though, you know, Kaplan's hang up about a stamina viharambam, that the prima gadol is mitzad and achashabas, that maybe does paskin like the Rambam. L'maisa rave rishenim say that nektam is problematic by a rava. Even those that are machshir by hadas, the riff and the rush, by Arava, they're machmer, and Mirela Labach says the pasha that we have to be machmer. Therefore, we are machmer benegia to nektam. The question is, what's with the lavluv? At the top of every arava grows a little leaf. It's called lavluv. It's melavlev. It sprouts out of the top. Now, if you look in Hilchos Shleima, they bring this down on the bottom. They're masber that every arava really grows like that. It starts off with a leaf there. And then it grows out from there, continues a branch. Mamela, if you don't have lavluv, so then it means that it was nektam reshe, something came off of the top. So alf nektam lachera, even though there is a little stem on the bottom which also came off if you don't have the lavluv, so it would seem that maybe part of the tree came off. Nevertheless, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, certainly the minhag ha'olam is to say that that's not considered nektam. You don't see anything, it's not nikar b'chlal that anything fell off. It would be very hard to say that it's a chesaron in hadar. It's not nikar b'chal. The fact that you know that there might have been something there, that's not a chesaron in hadar, especially that it happened on the tree. So gidulei is bekach, and therefore it's not a problem. However, it was mitzadeh that maybe there's a different issue. It says that if noshu miktas aleh, if some of the leaves came off, then it's pasul. Then it's kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, kosher means only b'di'evit. But lechatchila, since some of the leaves came off, it's already not lechatchila. Says Bikur Yaakov, Miktas is lav dafka, a few, even one. One leaf came off, then it's already not lechatchila. If that's the case, and if it's missing the lavluf, one leaf already came off. Now, I would have said that, no, the same way that you're not crazy, that's considered nektam, because that's the derech on the tree. We don't look at it as a leaf came off, because that's the derech. But it seems there in the Dvar Halacha, at least from the Kisvei Talmidim, that he was crazy, maybe he says, the minhag ha'olam ready to be crazy for it to take lavluf, so mameila it's kedai to take lavluf. Now the pashas is that lavlov is only, the reason why people are mahadar is because you only want to make sure that it's not nektam. if you're able to tell, and it's very easy to tell, whether or not your Arava is Nektam, if you can tell that it's not Nektam, there's no reason to take Lavluf. However, according to this Rosh Hashanah, it would seem that there is an Epis in Inyan, als the Lechatchila Shabai, to take, that it shouldn't be considered as if you're missing a leaf, and therefore you should take Lavluf. I saw in Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he totally brushed it aside. He said there's no way that that's Chasarn. That's not a problem at all. You don't have to be Mahadar. It's only to make sure that it's not considered Nektam, and that you can tell it's not a problem. They sell them generally standard hadasim that you get in the packages. Very, very many of them, a high percentage, have lavlov. So it's not a big issue to get it. It's certainly not possible if not. Is it more lechatchila? That is yesh ladun. Seems that maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman was chesh, maybe it's more lechatchila, though I think that most poskim seem to say that there is, so long as you know that it's not nektam, then it's not a problem, and that's not considered as if one of the leaves fell off. However, what you do have to be careful is when he's sticking the thing into the kreshikol. People have a trouble with the kreshikol because either the kreshikol for two aravis, it's too wide, so it just slides right out and goes and falls out through the bottom. So you want to get one that's a little more narrow. If you get it's narrow, then when you stick it in, so then some of the leaves get ripped off. So if it's some of the leaves that are for more than under the three tvachim, the top three tvachim, nunu. But if it's one of the leaves that's over the gimel tvachim, chaval, you shouldn't get a lechatchila. According to Mishnah Berurah, aravis metzuyas chaval, as you're sticking it in, then you should stick it in an oifen that's not going to get, the leaves aren't going to get ripped up. And since not all the Olim knew exactly know how to use the kreshikol, from what I'm speaking to the Olim, the kreshikol is like we grew up the Chinese finger cuffs that you stick your fingers in, and when you try to pull them out, you can't get them out. How do you get your fingers out? You have to push the kreshikol together. So to push the kreshikol together, and then it widens, stick in, so you get a narrow one, push it together, it widens, stick in your aravos, and then let go of the kreshikol, and it'll get more narrow, it'll get narrower, and your aravos will stay inside. What is Lamaisa bottom line for arava muvcheres? What are the tanaim? The four tanaim are that it should have lavluf. Oh, according to Chaim Bracha, he says that it should have lavluf. Kona odim. Kona odim is lav dafka. Does it have to be kona odim? That we've got to speak out beforehand. Kona odim, even if it's green, if it's going to turn red, that's okay. That means if other aravos on this tree already red, then that's fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mahadir to get one that already started turning red. Very often you have at least the one part of the arava that has started turning red, then you know for sure that this one is okay. There's an Rav Shlomo Zalman is mahadir to do that. So that he says the same thing, says the Chaim Bracha, that it should be kona odim. Pegimais achi ketanis, it should have the smallest type of pegimais, and he says that it should be godol ala nachal. So there is an Indian, these are all milas. The problem is, what do you do in the case of what we mentioned beforehand? Should you rather look for these, or should you go to get the ones from America that are green, that are not gadol anachol, but they're stronger and they look nicer? And even though the Mishnah, you have two choices. You could either get the ones that Chazal say, that have all the simanim of Chazal, and switch it every day. That should look nice, like the Ramah says. It doesn't have to be every day. Rosham Hazal would switch every other day. Rakud said whenever you need. It depends on what type of Vadasim you have, what type of Ravas you have. Or do you get the ones for 45 shekel from America that you basically don't have to switch the entire time and they look much nicer? Lamaisa, they're Hidurim. None of them are Ma'akiv. None of them are Be'etam Ma'akiv, since if it has one, then it has all the other Simanim. You don't need that it should be a Havilav Lovin. You don't need that it should be a Kona Odin. You do need that the Begimah should be the small. That is Lashon Mechaber. Lachuro, there's an Indian to be Mahadir each way. It's hard to know what's more, whatever. I would say that it's a din of Zeki Levan Veo here. It's not a din in Hodor specifically. Memela, it depends on the way that you see it, whether or not it's considered Hodor. The last halacha is what we quoted from Tafresh Nanalas of Kotem Gimel. The Ramah says that if a person made a bracha and he saw afterwards that he only had one arava, he should take it again and make a new bracha. Now, Lachur, it's a very big chiddush to say that way. If you look at the Poiskim, he's quoting a Birkei Yosef, a Chidah, and the Poiskim say that actually the Chidah was Chizer, and Yosef Aim, it's one of his other farm, he was Chizer, and he says not to. Not only that, many Poiskim seem to say Bikur Yaakov is Mitzadeh not to, the Chaim Bracha is Mitzadeh not to. Not only that, the Sotah Chag B'Chag says that if you look there, some of the Ilum was Ma'ar this, if you look there, there's a difference between Hadas and Arava. Hadas, if you took only one, then you don't make a new bracha. Arava, if you take only one, you do make a new bracha. What's the difference? The difference is that by Hadas, maybe we pass like Rup Tarfin. That all you need is, maybe we pass like Rup Tarfin, and according to Rup Tarfin, Ken Zayin, all you need is one. Even though he said Shleishik Tumim, not that you need Shleishik Tumim. Even if all three are Ketumim, then that's okay. But maybe he holds that all you need is one. You don't really need, like Rabbi Shmuel learns at the end of the day. Now, the Ramban seems to say that way, that all you need is one. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah is quoting this Ramban. If you, now that we have the Ramban, it's been printed since the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramban inside also matters one Arava. He says that we pass like Rebbe Akiva b'chlal. Or the rule goes this way also, we pass like Rebbe Akiva. So even though maybe Lalacha, we pass like Rebbe Tarfin, since there's a G'dayla Rishen, let's say you pass like Rebbe Akiva, it's not so poshut that you should have to make a new bracha, especially if, when you get to Halas for Semich on that, if you already made a bracha. So when you get to Rava, also we're going to be Semich on that. And therefore, it seems the consensus of most Paiskim is Savik Bracha Klahaka in such a case, and not to make a new bracha. Certainly, take another one with another Rava. However, there's no reason one should not make a new bracha in such a case, since according to Rebbe Akiva and the Ramban of the Rezeruah, he has been Yaitse even with just one Arava.